Now, the rest of the story. I want you to consider four first-ever inventions. One of them is the coin-operated vending machine. Now, the earliest one, the Coca-Cola cans didn't come out in a can. The earliest ones dispensed liquid. A coin was inserted through a slot in the top. The coin fell and tripped a little lever. The opposite end of the lever was elevated. A drain plug was lifted momentarily, and the water came out through a spout. The water or the coffee or whatever. Another invention, the odometer. Now, this original distance meter was comprised of a wheel and worm gears encased in a box. The operation of the mechanism, engineers say, was part of the mechanical tradition that produced the modern computer. Now, the remote-controlled door opener for your garage door. The first remote-controlled door opener operated on a delicately balanced system of pneumatics and hydraulics. The remote control was the regulation of air temperature inside a chamber, resulting in an alternate expansion and siphon effect through a connecting tube. I've been very careful with my technical description here for a reason. Now another invention, the steam turbine. The first ever was a hollow sphere rotated by steam escaping through a pair of jets. Each of these four inventions, the coin-operated vending machine, the odometer, the remote-controlled door opener, and the steam turbine, were brainchildren of the same man, and yet beyond his inventions we know virtually nothing about him. One inventor has given us more than most. He invented, as I say, the steam engine. He was the first, as far as we know, to devise a remote-controlled door opener. His odometer was not only the first of those, but it set the stage for modern computers, and he was father of the coin-operated vending machine. Now, why in the world is nothing, or at least virtually nothing, known of his life? I can tell you he was a mathematician, he was a physicist, he was an engineer. I suspect that he was more knowledgeable in pneumatics and optics than any of his contemporaries. We do know, for example, that he developed a system of interchangeable components. He was a prolific writer. So we know a great deal about his inventions, but the problem is he never wrote about himself. And there's another reason this phenomenal contributor remains all but anonymous. History never took him seriously. This man whose inventive genius might have inspired the future in so many ways in his day was a toy maker. All but a few of his forgotten inventions were toys, objects for the education and amusement of children. Liquid dispenser, distance meter, miniature door opener, steam engine. They all began as toys. This brilliant fellow also created a number of automatons, singing mechanical birds, things like that. Yet because his purpose was unglorious, because he was making toys, his contemporaries just smiled and soon forgot. Generations came and went. His inventions, others would reinvent. Only one of his toys has survived virtually intact, that little rotating sphere with two steam jets on either side. He not only had unknowingly invented a steam engine, but unwittingly, almost precisely, he had invented the modern lawn sprinkler. Now, James Watt, say the history books, invented the steam engine, and Eli Whitney, the system of interchangeable mechanical parts. That's not so. Now you know better, because we just look back upon a wealth of wonder world ignored. The contrivances and the contraptions of a toy maker, hero of Alexandria, who lived and created and died during the first century A.D., almost 2,000 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.